Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have Dr. Richard Presser with us. And we're going to talk about some what I think are breakthroughs in taking care of yourself. And Richard, before we start, I just want to mention this to the audience. When I first became acquainted with this product right here, the NanoSoma spray, you can see my bottle's almost empty here. I had been diagnosed with, walking pneumonia. It wasn't real severe, but it was severe enough. I felt bad. And nor ordinarily you do antibiotics and steroids. And I started taking the spray, and I was off that medicine in 3 days. I just
I
said,
love it.
I don't need it. This stuff. I just said, I gotta really promote this. And you have the products right there on your screen. And I like to bring products to my audience's attention that I think they're going to need. And clearly we have destroyed healthcare with our greed in the last century. So I wanted to definitely get your take on this. And Richard, let me just have you jump in, welcome you to the show, and let's get started, and let's talk about NanoSoma, Magic Dicol.
Thank you, David. Thank you again for having me on your show. It is an honor and a pleasure, sir. And
Thank you.
may I help some of your audience to connect with this overall campaign and these beautiful products. So let me talk a little bit about the campaign that has been set up under the IWantMyHealthBack.com URL.
Yeah, I even have a page. I want to mention this. I've really jumped into this full bore now. I want
Good.
my health back. .com/Dave Hodges. So you can go there and look at the products online, and you'll get the testimonials from me. But anyway, thank you for mentioning that that website.
That's okay. Actually, I think it might be forward slash, but let's not hold you to
Okay, all right. Well, they'll know forward slash. You're right.
It's technical stuff. And it's worthwhile talking a little about why, we're focusing on getting your health back. And apart from the fact that these products can make an enormous difference in doing that, it's useful to understand what's been done to us over the last 100-odd years. And it's not only about the allopathic medical system, but it's more broad than that. But let's start with the allopathic medical system, which some people call Rockefeller medicine, and for good reason, because it was actually created by John D. Rockefeller. He, as you probably, your audience probably knows, he was effectively the driver behind Standard Oil, which essentially was the oil industry in the US and some other places in the early days. And so he was looking for other applications for his oil. And the research showed up. Some of the early German pharmaceuticals, which are made from tar sands, which is a byproduct of making oil. He thought that's a pretty interesting business to be in. And so he created the allopathic medical system across the US, primarily initially, including all the levels of schooling and so on and so forth, with one purpose in mind, to sell pharmaceuticals. And if you look, I think I'm told there are two countries in the world where officially your medical allopathic medical doctors are allowed to sell something other than pharmaceuticals. They are Taiwan and Chile. Reportedly, every other country in the world, allopathic medical doctors are formally forbidden for doing so. I'm not saying some of them don't find ways around that, but that's the envelope in which they operate. It tells you a lot right there. How did we take care of ourselves until allopathic medicine came along? Naturally. And
Absolutely.
I have a photograph, maybe more, of over-the-counter medicines from the back end of the 19th century. They're chock full of cannabis oil and related products. I wonder why marijuana was demonized and banned.
Interesting comment. Yes, because of the medicinal
Along,
uses.
well, absolutely. And hemp in its broadest sense, because it competed with the cotton industry and so much more. Few people really examine history. I was prompted to look at it in a great deal of detail going back a decade or so. I don't chase it around anymore. I'm too busy with other things, but I learned a great deal. But it's not just pharmaceuticals. We've been trained in that world that dis-ease of the body or discomfort of the body is a disease, specific disease, which we have to treat exactly as you described, Dave. You need to do, whatever combination of pharmaceuticals to take care of your body if something goes awry. Whereas the body really has the ability to take care of itself. And so it's not just that. If you look at what's being done to our food with GMO and worse, the common wheat that's out there doesn't come under the GMO banner. That's not because it hasn't been interfered with. It just predated the world of GMO. It was done in other ways. So it's pretty nasty in its own right. A lot of the gut issues that people have today come from modern wheat.
It's interesting you mentioned the GMOs. I've been doing some reading on this, and some of the more rogue but credible scientists are telling us that GMOs leave the gene envelope open for opportunistic hosts to get in there, like diseases. And it promotes disease, in my opinion.
I hadn't heard that, Dave, and it wouldn't surprise me one little bit. They are pretty nasty things. We're meant to eat natural products. Our bodies were designed to do that. And so, wherever you can, I recommend getting away from those derived products. Eat natural food wherever you can. And stay away from processed food. One of the simple rules is to buy your own ingredients and prepare your own food. And when you do that, you close a lot of doors right there. Because once you start dealing with any kind of processed food, you have no idea what's been put in there. And I would almost guarantee you it ain't in your best interest.
Yeah, but the bad guys have a way of getting around this. They're trying to take over Magic Dicol and all these other natural healthcare organizations because they want to put it under the House of Pharmaceuticals. And it's in all these international trade agreements, but it keeps being rejected in Congress because fortunately we've got a pretty powerful lobby. But nonetheless, in Germany, they've done this. In Germany, if you want vitamin C, you got to get a prescription, and the whole sum total cost is about $120. By the time
So
you go to
let
the
me tell you
doctor,
this, Dave. Let me tell you this. When you use this product, you don't need vitamin C. You don't need it. And I'll explain why shortly. But yes, and I think you know this, Dave. I'm a deeply spiritual guy first. And we are living through a profound time, not only on our planet, but across all creation, where the dark, as I call them, who've been running our world and much more beyond and besides, are being cleared away from all creation. This is a plan that's older than our planet, and we are living through the crescendo of that moment. I'm not saying this because somebody told me. I'm talking from my own personal experience, a journey I've been walking for over 30 years. Not one I went looking for, David. Came and grabbed me by the scruff of the neck and turned my life inside out and upside down. But I have no doubt about what's happening. None whatsoever. In fact, the full moon that we are still in the energies of, in my experience and understanding, is a profound moment in this journey. So these games of our dark friends behind the scenes are all going to get exposed. I expect quite a deal this year. So I don't worry too much about what they're doing in that way. Yeah, they're still trying to push their agendas and the
Sure.
World Health Organization and come out with another scamdemic that, their aim is to use the WHO to lock us all down and control us in the best interest of our health.
Our health and
Anyway.
their pocketbook.
Oh, it's not just their pocketbook, Dave. It's more sinister than that, I have to say.
I hear you. There's a spiritual component. This is good versus
Oh,
evil. I agree with you.
no question, no question. So I don't want to get too far down that path, but the the point is, I don't worry about their games too much because we're gonna wipe them out of all creation. It's pretty much happened already, in fact. And these beautiful products, which I didn't go looking for, they came to me. They are part of this time of change, Dave, is what they are. I've had a couple of different sets of products have come to me that are both about this time. I didn't go looking for either of them. I feel very honored and blessed and challenged.
No, I hear what you're saying there. One of the things that bothers me about big pharma, contrasting it with natural health care like Magic Dicol, is that big pharma seems to be predicated like on fast food business model of repeat business. We'll get you well, but we'll just treat symptoms so we never really get rid of the problem.
That's certainly true, and in one sense, you could accuse Magic Dicol of that as well. People ask me how long should I use these products, and I heard a couple of days ago someone said to me, "How long do you want to be well? How long do you want to have good health?" The simple answer is you should use a maintenance dose of this, not the dosage levels to treat something, but a maintenance level every day. If you understand that the body prefers to use the particle in this product to activate the vitamin D receptor, it triggers the body to produce its own vitamin C, which is unheard of, and a thousand other things that happen to the body that the body does itself when the stuff is present. Why would you not use it? So, but back to the broader picture, food, water, air. On and on and on has been done to us, the hijacking of our health. It's pretty much endless what has been done. And so they're really trying to imprison us. In my opinion, they're endeavoring to turn us into cyborgs. The stuff that's in these jabs, but unfortunately is now getting to us other ways. There is some work that's been done around the world, really, with dark field microscopy, which is a way of looking at live blood. And you can see the stuff that's in the blood. Well, I'll tell you, there is a bunch of stuff in the blood since the jabs emerged that, let's say, we don't want to be there, including self-assembling nanobots, some of which assemble when the body is targeted with a particular frequency. These things assemble and do what they're going to do. You take the frequency away, they fall apart and disappear back into the blood. You can't see them. This technology is inside our bodies today if we've been jabbed or whatever. And let me make a statement about these products for those of your audience who've not heard about them. These products are made from food, and when you use them, they trigger the body to take care of itself in ways we never imagined was possible. There is yet to be a human health condition that this has been tested against, that it has not shown that the body can heal itself. All of these so-called incurable diseases, dementia, Alzheimer's, autism, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, I could go on. They're not incurable. It's just that Big Pharma doesn't have a solution to them, or one they're not willing to make available anyway. And we have testimonials from people from pretty much all of these conditions. There's a beautiful testimonial that you will see if you, as and when you go and register through Dave's link, you will see a testimonial there from an American woman who had MS. She was on the point of getting into a wheelchair. She's got her life back. She just loves it. We have so many stories like this.
Yeah, they can get those videos. They can get those videos sent to them at
Yeah.
iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges.
That's
Yeah,
it.
those testimonials are powerful. They are powerful, and they speak to what I experienced when I had the walking pneumonia. Like I said, got rid of the meds at the beginning of the third day. I don't need this. This other stuff I think is working better, and I stayed with it, and I got through it. I recovered completely. I was back in the gym on the fifth day following diagnosis. When you have walking pneumonia and you're back at the gym in 5 days, that's pretty darn good.
That's pretty darn good indeed. That's fantastic, Dave. Fantastic. And you know, this is not an uncommon story when you use these products. Its developer, Dr. Raghavan, or just Raghu says that you know, when you use these products, all you need is good food. You don't need any other supplements. You don't need any medications. I'm not recommending you take yourself or go off your medication on my advice. I'm never going to go in that place. What I would say is, if you are willing, you can take yourself off medications as and when you choose, as you're not committed to using them. But the other thing is, we often see that, you know, people, for example, that have got elevated blood pressure and are on blood pressure medication, as they use NanoSAMA, they find their doctor takes them off the medication because they don't need it anymore. This is not uncommon. And so, you know, if someone listening here has a concern about taking that step, do not take it, but work with your doctor, because you will find that they will take you off the medication because you don't need it anymore. They're amazed. They can't figure out what's going on.
It is true, but it's like big pharma is so controlled. It's like they're not even open to innovations. I mean, I was looking at how we treat cancer, and I went back in the literature about 40 years, and we haven't changed a whole lot in 40 years. And I'm thinking, with all the developments in AI and all the technological breakthroughs we have, we're still treating a lot of our health conditions exactly the same way we did in the 80s.
It's worse than that, though. The current treatment for cancer was enshrined in legislation in the UK in 1939.
Wow.
Does that tell you something?
That's
There have
85
been,
years. My math is good. It's 85
oh,
years.
that's
Yeah.
good. That's good. I didn't try to work that out. That's good. You know, there have been many, and there still are many alternatives to treating cancer, and many people that have brought them forth are no longer with us. The right to kill people with this stuff is seriously defended. And I will
Yeah.
tell you, I use the words, there has yet to be anything that people have been suffering from, that the person has used this product to trigger the body to clear for itself. No exceptions. No exceptions. I can tell you many stories about that condition that you mentioned, sir. Many stories. I won't, but I
Yeah,
can.
well, I've read a lot of them. We probably could share the same stories, but the thing that concerns me too, is that the drugs that come to market without being properly tested. One of the things I used to teach at the university level, research and stat. And when I taught research to graduate students doing their dissertations, and I taught them how to do the process, we used old medical modeling, which was pretty good. The experimental method. And we'd walk through that. Today, you just take the vaccines. You know, I vaccines, some may work, they may not. I'm not going to argue that right now. But what I'm going to say is the testing process for what we just went through, these people wouldn't have got out of my midterm exam in a 101 class in college. And I'm being very serious. No longitudinal studies, cross-sectional was weak, lack of human studies. In fact, with the latest round of these vaccines they're promoting for COVID, they didn't even test them on humans. They tested on eight animals and they all died. And that's supposed to be an endorsement? You've got to be kidding me.
Dave, I can show you evidence that these vaccines were being distributed around the world before so-called COVID emerged. Before.
How long before?
Oh, months before?
I've heard 7 months, and I can't verify that, but this is what I've been told by a couple of doctors that I've interviewed. They said they had evidence of they knew it was coming. I said, "How did you know?" I asked this doctor, said Dr. Anna Mihalchik. I asked her, I said, "Anna, how did you know it was coming?" And she said two things. One, these vaccines were on the market 7 months before, okay, and two, Event 201 and Bill Gates did the mock-up
Yes,
for COVID-19.
they did. Yes, I've
Yeah.
watched that. years ago, some time ago. I
I
found
didn't know
it
medicine used crystal balls to predict. I mean, it's crazy. I just.
I love it. I didn't know you were a statistician, though. I thank you for that piece of information. No wonder you can work out 85 years in a quick, short order, mate.
Well, I actually broke into post-secondary teaching psychology, but the need for stat and research, and because I had done the process myself, I kind of fell into that, and I'm glad I did, because the more I got into this and I know how the method's supposed to work, and I see what they're doing, lack of peer review and so forth, replicability, it's missing in today's medicine. Today's medicine is a scam. It's an absolute scam in terms of how they professionally endorse it.
No question. No question. And, they don't even care anymore. They
I
think
know.
they've got people inside their fear system. Well, guess what? I will tell you, formerly it's been shown, let's accept that viruses are viruses, and let's not get into that debate, which is one to be had. Certainly, there is something causing these health conditions, and this product has been documented to clear something like 18 pathological viruses. There is yet to, the evidence is when you put this in or on your body, basically no pathological viruses, fungi, yeast, or bacteria can survive in its presence. So, for example, if you have a wound or a cut, the thing that I would recommend that you use is the gel that you see there, the yellow one.
Yes.
And when you use it, two things happen. One is it disinfects the wound or a cut or whatever it is, because, as I said, nothing of a pathological nature can survive in its presence. And secondly, it triggers the production of pluripotent stem cells in the wound, just as nanosoma does throughout the body, which means it heals up in a hurry. People are stunned at how rapidly things heal up when you apply the gel to them. I've seen a case actually here in Australia, an elderly woman who'd had a skin graft, and the area where they'd taken the skin graft from, really hadn't healed. It was pretty ugly after about 9 months, and her daughter came across these products and she began to apply it. She was in a nursing home, her mother was. And she began to apply it. Within a week, it was healed up, all gone, finished. Lots and
Yeah.
lots of stories like that, burns, wounds, insect bites. It's just incredible. Psoriasis, on and on and on and on and on. And it's not doing anything other than reminding the body of how to work optimally. I describe this as the missing key to the functioning of our bodies that we didn't know was missing until it showed up.
Well, our mutual friend Scotty Sachs thinks this is. That is bizarre. My mutual friend Scotty Sachs tells me that it's like it's plastic surgery. He tells me how he's put this on his forehead, and he says his lines have almost disappeared.
Yes. And there's a reason for that. And the cream is typically what you would use on your face, because that's what it's designed for. We all know we have slightly different skin on our face from elsewhere on our bodies. And the gel is a bit drying on the face. It's like you put a shrink mask on if you use that on your face, whereas the cream is designed to be put on the face. And the reason we wrinkle as we age is because we have less collagen in our skin. And the key ingredient for producing collagen is vitamin C. And all the high-end skin creams that you can buy from the cosmetics industry are chock full of vitamin C because they're trying to trigger the production of collagen. This product has no vitamin C in it. But what it's doing, as I said before, what happens when you put this in the body is it triggers the body to produce its own vitamin C, not by activating the gene that we lost, I don't know, 1 billion years or so ago. Who knows? We primates, guinea pigs, can't produce our own vitamin C in our bodies the way other animals do. They have a gene that enables them to convert glucose into vitamin C in their livers. We don't have that. And this doesn't fix this, but what it does is when the body's in homeostasis, which is its optimal balance state, which happens when you use these products, the body has a mechanism of, for taking oxidized vitamin C and turning it back into vitamin C. And just very briefly, it turns out, and it wasn't known until this product showed up, that vitamin C is actually considered by the body to be an endogenous compound, meaning it expects to produce it for itself, which is pretty crazy since it lost the formal ability with the gene a couple of billion years ago to produce it. What's going on here? And this wasn't understood. But the levels of vitamin C that we can sustain, you know, without this product being present, is far lower than other animals. When they have a requirement for high levels of vitamin C, their vitamin C levels go way up, which means their ability to heal is significantly boosted. But we haven't had that ability in the absence of this product because the body, when you, it doesn't matter how you put the vitamin C in there, it will only tolerate a certain level of vitamin C coming in from outside. It throws the rest away, oxidizes it all. Even if it's IV, it doesn't care. Same thing happens. Whereas, and there are other illustrations of this. If you look at insulin, which is, you know, the body usually makes for itself, unless you're diabetic or whatever, when people need to be given insulin, my understanding is they need to be given 20 times the amount that the body would use itself to produce the result. No one knows why. You analyze them chemically, they look the same, but the body knows the difference.
I would suspect it doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier in full.
I don't know what the deal is. I can tell you that the same thing happens here with vitamin C, because when the body produces its own vitamin C, the levels of vitamin C that you can produce when the body needs to are far higher than you can ever get from supplementation. And Rogge's published the papers which demonstrate this. When the body needs high levels of vitamin C, it can produce it when you're using this product because it says, you're endogenous, I know you. And so when you put the cream on your face, the cells of your face produce their own vitamin C. Suddenly the collagen levels go up. We have photographs before and after of a woman who had quite a lot of fine line detail on her face. Used the cream, 2 weeks later, lines were gone. Beautiful before and after
2 weeks.
illustration. 2 weeks.
It's amazing. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, more deeper lines and so on. You're not going to see the same rapid response, but fine line detail disappears like that. Some of Scotty's lines were not light, by the way, but he's been after it. He's been chasing these products a while. You know, he tells he had neuropathy, you know, in his legs reasonably badly, and I'm not sure if he was diabetic. He certainly had elevated blood pressure. His blood pressure's down by 10 points, and his neuropathy in his legs is gone. You know, these happen time after time after time. It's just amazing. And you see, when you use these products, you're giving the body back something that historically it would have had in a whispering level from our unrefined food. You see, I'm satisfied this little particle, this nanoparticle of polycosanol. Polycosanol is a common ingredient in our unrefined food. And this is a natural nanoparticle. It's entirely appropriate to be a little concerned about man-made nano because there are some pretty nasty games being played with us. Coming back to the conversation we were having earlier, this is a natural nanoparticle. So I'm satisfied, as I said, that this particle brought the blueprint of biological life to this planet. And when you see how it interacts with our biology, you can begin to understand how that might be possible. And so it was whispering to our bodies through our unrefined food because a very small percentage of the polycosanol that's naturally in our food is in this nano form. So there was this whispering, which, kept a maintenance level, if you will, in place. And then it disappeared when our food got refined. And now here we are in what I call a post-jab world. It's back on a level, that our food, unrefined food, can't give us. And we have a recovery process to go through. You can't just eat good food and expect these results. It won't happen.
Sure.
And so, as I said earlier, in my opinion, the emergence of this product now is very much part of the time of change we are going through. In my, it's my ambition, if you will, to see this in the hands of everybody on the planet within 10 years that survives this genocide, as I describe it, that we are living through. Things have to change a lot for that to happen, and I'm beginning to see how that might happen. We're obviously not going to get that done in this way, but for example, in my view, someone with no money in Africa deserves this product as much as you and I. And we're not going to the product to them, and we couldn't supply it in that way. Excuse me. So things have to change a little, but that's my vision. This is a gift to humanity. I call this little particle the God particle, and I say it for good reason. When you understand what it does in the body, it's quite literally profound. So the reason Scotty's lines disappeared is because the cream is triggering vitamin C in the skin, which in turn produces the collagen, and the lines disappear.
It's amazing. Better than Botox, I'll tell you that.
Oh, just a tad.
I've talked to some people that took Botox. No. I would never want anything to do with that. But I think that it's such a wide spectrum of products. You've got three out right now, and you've got them listed right there on the screen. We've talked about the cream and the stimulation of collagen. Let's talk about the Nanosoma spray that I had such good luck with.
Sure. Well, in essence, that's really the core product that's used to make the other two. Starts with a spray. The spray is used to make the gel. The gel is used to make the cream. That's kind of how
Okay.
they progress. So the Nanosoma spray is a nanoemulsion of polycosanol. I mentioned polycosanol. You can buy polycosanol supplements in most health food shops. It has a small, it has some benefit for cholesterol levels and so on, which is why it gets sold. But it's very interesting. Raghu says if you take a lump of salt or sugar and dissolve it in water, you get a nanoemulsion, but the results from where you started are quite predictable. But when you take polycosanol, which is a wax, if you look at Raghu says it occurs in all the sun-splashed areas of plants. So if you think about a leaf and it gets rained on, it forms droplets and runs off. Polycosanol is the wax that causes the water to run off. And so it's a very common ingredient in nature. But when you take polycosanol and turn it into a nanoemulsion, which is not quite so straightforward as just dissolving it in water because it's a wax and you have to make it water soluble and many other things. The results that you get are not predictable from where you started. So if you take coarse polycosanol and think you can use it and get these results, you won't, which is why this product is patented across 80% of the global population, because it's not predictable. So what happens, the spray basically you use as a maintenance dose, you use five sprays in your mouth. Once a day, lives on my desk and everywhere else I am. Five sprays in your mouth is a maintenance dose. When you're getting started, if you're over 50, I recommend that you use five sprays four times a day for the first bottle, then five sprays twice a day for the second bottle, and then settle into five sprays once a day. And as I said earlier, if you understand what these products are doing, you will use them for the rest of your life because it is a core component to the functioning of your body that's being returned here. So that's if you're in good health. If you've got a known health condition, then I recommend that you stay on on fire sprays 4 times a day until whatever health condition you have is resolved. Now, it can be very quick. My comment is, I've seen people who hear what I have to say about these products and expected a miracle by lunchtime tomorrow and get disappointed when it doesn't happen. This is a journey, not a moment. It's important to understand that. So if you've got a chronic health condition, it's likely to take, Rago estimates, 2 to 3 weeks for every year you've had the condition. So if you've had it for 20 years, it's going to take a while. It may not, but you need to plan on that time. And
How did you arrive
so,
at how did you arrive at that ratio?
which ratio,
That you
the
should take it
numbers?
X amount of
Experience.
weeks for, okay, so your personal
Experience.
experience with this? Okay.
No, it's Rago's data, not mine, the developer of
And
the product.
Raghu's the developer of this product.
Yes. Yes,
Yes.
he's an Indian man, been living in the US for 40 years, had an organic chemist who had a career in Big Pharma before he became disillusioned and left. And the story of how he got to this is pretty interesting. So let me just finish a little bit more on the products. This particle is clearly conscious and intelligent. When you put it in the body conducts a triage. So whatever's life-threatening gets dealt with first. So you may have something you begin to take it for that you want resolved. Well, you may be on the verge of a heart attack, but you don't know about it, which is usually the way with a heart attack, but the body knows. I will tell you that will be the priority. And I've seen cases of people with extreme blood sugar or extreme blood pressure literally resolved overnight. It's quite extraordinary. But if it's only a bit elevated, it can take 3 months, 6 months, whatever, because it's not life-threatening.
Well,
So,
in your mind, what separates these products from typical pharma products that treat the same conditions?
well, firstly, there is no big pharma product that even gets close to what this does. Big pharma products are about finding an external chemical that they can patent and sell you through the pharmaceutical system to treat the symptoms, by and large. And their overall objective, most people that are inside that system, by the time they get to 65 or so, are probably on 30 medications that they're using every day. That's the plan. This triggers the body to take care of itself in ways we never imagined was possible. It's so profound. And this is harmless. There is very few, if any, pharmaceuticals that don't have side effects. You see the warnings all over the packaging. And you can overdose on pretty much any of them. You can drink a liter of this stuff a day, it won't hurt you. It's mostly Swiss water. 98% pristine Swiss water. And the rest is a little piece of natural magic. This nano emulsion of polycosanol.
So is it fair to say that these products stimulate what's already in your body naturally and brings it to the
Yes.
forefront to promote healing?
Absolutely. Healing and clearing. Parasites, as I said, viruses, fungi, yeast, bacteria, the pathological ones. We all have a biome, which is lots of natural cells. It's not our DNA. Most of the cells in our body are not the DNA we keep hearing about. It's a lot of friendly bacteria and whatever else that actually make our bodies work. If they weren't there, we couldn't survive. We're taught to fear these things when, in fact, most of them are our friends. So it's only the pathological ones that are an issue.
Forgive me if you've mentioned this already, but how long have these products been on the market available to the public?
Firstly, Rago really finished his research maybe 12 years or so ago. He's been using them for 15 years. So, in terms of the development, we go back that far. The first distribution of them was in Malaysia in I think 2015, so that's kind of where it got started. A medical friend of Raghu's from Malaysia, so that's kind of when they started, but they really haven't been active in the world for a bunch of reasons. In my opinion, looking at this from the bigger picture, it was never intended that they be available until the post-jab world. You know, our dark friends had to be allowed to play their games, because in doing so, they're exposing themselves.
That makes
You
perfect
know,
sense. Yeah.
they're gonna hoist themselves by their own petard, though. And more as we go through this year, I expect we'll see all this stuff come out. People begin to it'd be like scales falling from people's eyes because the actions these people take will begin to expose them. Trust me, we live in a very interesting time. And so, you know, in my opinion, it's no accident that this really hasn't been in general available until post-COVID or post-jab, whichever you want to call it. And it's very interesting. You know, these products came into my awareness in October, November of 2019. I saw what this was, and I, you know, got some of the spray. I ordered some bottled product out of India and brought it to Australia and started selling it. And my wife was Brazilian, and so I was in. So that was the back end of 2019, and then 2020. In January, I was in Brazil with my Brazilian queen with her family. And when the COVID thing was announced, and I remember vividly sitting there, you know, with this image of having, you know, this bottle in this hand and the COVID virus in this, saying if we could bring these two things together, it'll be gone. Well, it turns out that really wasn't the story. The story was, this whole jab thing had to flow out, then we can clear all the stuff from the jabs with this stuff. We have
Well,
abundant evidence of that. I mentioned anything that's in the body that's not naturally there, you use this stuff, the body clears it for itself.
so what I'm hearing you say, if I'm interpreting this correctly, with all the health risks that are popping up, and it's increasing exponentially with COVID jabs, post usage, you're saying that this clears up the foreign agents that do the damage, like the blood clotting, sudden heart attacks, and so forth.
Yes, sir. I am saying
Wow.
exactly that. More than that, you know, we have testimonials from people who were in pretty bad way after being jabbed. Some of them, you know, at death's door, quite literally.
Sure.
A couple of weeks of using this, done and dusted. We have testimonials from a guy actually in Canada who had not been jabbed and lived a pretty isolated existence. He had a relationship, not a, you know, he knew a dark field microscopist. And he had her analyze his blood, and the stuff that had been turning up in the blood of people that had been jabbed began to turn up in his blood. Indeed, it's happening across the world. They found other ways to get this stuff into people. And so he began to use NanoSoma and had her check his blood again. All the stuff was gone. Took himself off NanoSoma, got retested, the stuff had come back, put himself back on NanoSoma, it disappeared again. That's a pretty nice little experiment. It's not a, you know, you wouldn't apply a statistical model terribly well to all of that, but it's pretty strong evidence of an effect. And I actually have a couple of trials being run to more formally confirm these processes. But we know for certain that these spike proteins, so-called, are stopped and removed when this stuff is present. So quite literally, you know, we have a protocol when you've been jabbed and you regret that decision, and there are a bunch of people that are in that place. Not everybody. There are a lot of people out there say, "Oh, COVID's real, and thank goodness for all these jabs." That's okay. They can go there. Basically, the protocol is five sprays every 4 hours for 7 days. It'll clear it out of your body,
Wow.
and then you need to stay on the maintenance dose. A, because it's good for your health, but B, because it stops whatever else they're doing to put this back into your body from doing so.
Well, the doctors I talked to that have studied this, frontline doctors, their attorneys I've interviewed, they are convinced, and I hear this from life insurance people who talk to me off the record, that the cure was far worse than the disease with COVID,
Oh.
and they're attributing now to 17 million deaths to the vaccinations.
Oh, look, I would well believe that. In my opinion, the scamdemic, because that's what it was set up to get people jabbed. That's the purpose. It was a genocide and more. That was its purpose.
I agree. I could not agree more. It's the
And
biggest
so
genocide in history.
I would say so. And there are many places. I mean, the insurance industry is a good place to look for the evidence of this, but also you can look at the rate of excess deaths, talking to the statistician here, across the world. That it's very evident in that data. The rate of excess deaths is the rate of death above the long-term mean for a given population.
I got a little
So,
data on that. 79 years of age pre-COVID. Now our lifespan is 76 years of age. We've fallen 1 year behind Cuba. And when I talk to life insurance people off the books, here's how I got started my investigation. My auto rates and home rates went up exponentially, and I hadn't had a claim in over 2 decades. It made no sense. So I called them, oh, it's
you're
because of all the
clearly high
natural.
risk, though.
Well, here's what they said: natural disasters, climate change. I go, that's nonsense. So finally, I got a hold of someone who really would talk to me. He said, off the record, you don't know my name, and I'm not telling you. He said, we're paying out death benefits 10 to 20 years earlier than normal. And he said, there's only one thing that changed in healthcare, and that's the vaccine. And he said, that's why your rates are going up.
The information that I had, I can't say it's exactly accurate, but people have been jabbed, had a life expectancy of 2 to 5 years. So if that's accurate, I'm not in a place to say whether that's accurate or not. But if it is accurate, then a lot of people have a short-term death sentence.
Sure.
And it's very interesting because it shows up in all sorts of odd places, like the auto accident rate has gone up in many countries. Why? People started driving worse? No, because they're falling dead when they're driving.
I hadn't heard that, but that's interesting. That's really interesting.
The other thing that has dramatically fallen is the birth rate.
Yes.
Dramatically. I think it was 61% down at the end of 2021 in Australia, and similar numbers in Taiwan, and not quite so high in Germany, but the birth rate is way down. This stuff really screws with the hormonal system, particularly of women. Very, very clear evidence of this. So it's horrific. And it's so simple to resolve it, which is that clearing protocol, and then keep yourself on fire sprays once a day, maintenance. It'll protect you from all of this crap that's getting thrown at you, and eat decent food. I know
Richard,
for some people it's a little challenging, it takes a little work, but eat food that you've bought the ingredients and prepared yourself. Go to a little trouble to do that. You may have to change some of your habits to do that, but you want to get yourself free of what's being done. I recommend it. Sorry, Dave, you wanted to say?
I wanted to jump in about something called shedding, because people might say, well, I'd be leery and I'd take this product because of the vaccines, but I didn't take the vaccine. But here's the thing that people aren't considering when they say that, the shedding effect. And I've read different research studies, and the range of shedding in terms of accumulation of vaccine-related properties by being in close contact with somebody is anywhere between 52 and 72%. That's the range I've attached to it from what I've read.
I totally agree, and it's worse than that. As I said earlier, you don't have to either have been jabbed or near someone who's been shedding, which is pretty hard to avoid, to get contaminated now. This guy in Canada had not been in places where he would have picked this stuff up from shedding. Now, it's difficult to isolate that completely, but there is a pretty serious evidence from other sources that this stuff is getting into people's blood from other than the jabs or shedding. So it's worse than
What's
the shedding.
the transmission agent? Do you have any
Well, you
guesses?
could try food, you could try water, you could try air. There are probably a few good candidates.
Well, we get lied to so much. I'll give you an example. Ebola. Oh, you can only get it through direct personal contact and exchange of bodily fluids. That's nonsense. The Canadian researchers I've read, it can live on inanimate objects for a while. It aerosolizes, so you can catch it up to 27 feet away. These are things that I've read, clinical data that's been
Sure.
replicated in Canada. Now, this goes back now 15 years, so they're not doing the research anymore for obvious reasons, because it would cut into their financial motives. But the one thing I would say that really concerns me here is the shedding rate is much, much higher than I think we realize. I think
No
that
doubt.
unless we get on some kind of product like this that can do away with the effects of the vaccines, the entire human race is at risk.
No question. No question. And it's not just about killing people. You know, not everybody will die from this stuff. But it's also turning us into cyborgs.
What do you mean by that?
Firstly, people that have been jabbed now have a MAC address in their bodies. You understand what a MAC address is?
Not
Your
familiar.
phone has a MAC address. It's address on the internet. Anyone that's been jabbed is now on the connected to the internet.
Wow.
You clearly hadn't heard this, though.
I have not heard this. I've heard it interacts with
You're lucky if
5G.
you only have one.
Yeah, I hear you, but I hear it interacts with 5G and other electronic frequencies. I have heard that,
I think
but
that's pretty clear, yes.
I have not heard what you just said. That is shocking.
It's a deep hole, though. But again, you use this product, you don't have to worry about all this stuff. You don't have to worry about Ebola. Ebola's gone, dengue fever's gone, yellow fever's gone, malaria's gone. Malaria is a bit more complex because of its nature, but you know, people that use it continuously, malaria's gone. On and on and on. TB. We could wipe TB off the planet with this. It's not so much an issue for your country and my country, but you go into India and Africa, TB is a major issue, and there
Sure.
are versions that essentially are untreatable today, well, except for this product.
It's amazing. It's just you call it the God product. You've used that term a couple of
God
times in our
particle.
conversation.
Yes,
Yeah,
I have.
God
Yeah,
particle. Yes. What makes you use that term?
well, I use it because, as I said, I'm satisfied that it brought the blueprint of biological life to the planet. And I say that for two reasons, two primary reasons. One is, very early on when I got involved with this product, we had a Zoom call of a bunch of people, and there was a fellow Aussie woman, Lorraine Mill, who turned up on that call. She's a master intuitive. You've probably heard of a medical intuitive who can look inside the body and see stuff. Well, she started out there, but her skills are way out here compared to that. So one of the things she does is work a lot with product developers and inventors to guide them on how they can improve their product. She looks at it in the etheric and sees what's going on and tells them how to fine-tune it. Most people are not aware that Nikola Tesla used to do this.
Yes.
He would design complex machines and he'd run them in his head, see where it wore or failed, and he'd change the design. He'd keep doing this until it ran as he wanted it to run in his head, and then he would have it built. He's a pretty interesting cat, this Tesla. So Lorraine does some of that stuff. I'm not saying she's a Nikola Tesla. She's not, but she certainly has those skills, and I've worked with her on a bunch of stuff. She's just extraordinary. She'd become a friend. And so she was in this call. I never met her before. She said, if I hold a bottle of this product in my hand, I can see the DNA. She said, I don't know what DNA is. I've never studied it, but I can see it. This is pretty funny. And I have this in a little video that, you know, I packaged it up so people could see it. But she said, if there are any errors in the DNA, they get healed. And if there's any interference with the DNA, think mRNA, it gets cleared. So in other words, the DNA is returned to its optimal state. Now, we already knew this. So she was spelling this out from what she could see. And then at the end, she quietly says, "This particle does not come from here." But
Wow.
then
Gift
when you think
from
about its
God, yeah.
relationship, when you think about its, this whole game is planned, Dave. There's no question about it. I'm not a religious guy, by the way. I'm deeply spiritual. I can make that distinction for you if you need. But when you look at what it's doing in the body, its relationship with our biology, an example, when I talk about this in detail, and I would have la in our last call, when you put this in the body, it regulates all of our nuclear receptors. Now, our nuclear receptors are, there's 48 or 9 of them in our cells. It's really the operating system of our bodies, these nuclear receptors. The one we perhaps know best is the vitamin D receptor. Yeah, we've all heard of the vitamin D receptor. Vitamin D turns it on, That's why we need vitamin D until you use this product.
I hear you. Well, Richard,
But
we're almost out of time here.
yeah, so
We've
that's
kind
why
of
I
run
would
up there.
say to
We
you, there are
could go on.
profound
We could go
reasons.
on for hours. This is fascinating
I
stuff.
literally could.
But let me give this out again. I want my health back myhealthback.com/ Dave Hodges. And we've been speaking with Dr. Richard Presser, and we've been talking about magic Dycol. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to check it out. There's a reason why I'm involved in this. Richard, thank you so much for joining. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Dave. It's been an
Take
honor and a
care.
pleasure. All the best, my friend.